The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a tidal barrier to protect Cork City from flooding will not be now needed until the next century. That's according to Minister of State Kevin Boxer-Moran. This is despite concern from local businesses. And Mr. Moran stated that a €200 million Lower Lee flood relief scheme is the only viable solution to Cork's flooding problem at the moment. And Mr. Moran's comments came in response to a parliamentary question raised by Sinn Féin Cork North Central TD Thomas Gould, who joins us now. Good evening to you, Thomas. Are you much reassured by what the Minister has to say?
No, I'm actually disappointed on what the Minister has said, because I asked the question because we know at the moment there's a report being done, and actually the Minister has referenced it, that it's in an advanced stage. No, it is recognised that Cork will need a tidal barrier at some stage. And my question to the Minister, and the big problem with this government and previous governments, they never plan, they never take the time to put in place what's needed to be done. And what I'm looking for is to see what comes out of this expert report, and if they are saying it's going to be needed by 2010, like in the kind of scheme of infrastructure, that's not a huge time. So I believe if it's definitely needed by then, the planning needs to start now, and because this project will take a couple of decades. This is an enormous project. Like, this isn't something like building this, I shouldn't say build a hospital, because we see how long that's taken, right? But like, this is a really important project that we need a minister to be across. No,
but is it not fair to say, Thomas, that he sounds like he is across? He said that there's a study ongoing. He said that the study is at an advanced level. He said that the study is looking at the worst case scenario. So that's obviously the highest rising levels of the Lee that is expected over time in the light of climate change, etc. And he said that nothing will be required. It's not 2010, it's 2100. So 73 generations away, 75 years more or less. Like, they are spending €200 million. They are reinforcing along the lower level of 16 kilometres of the River Lee to protect businesses and homes. Is that not the right thing to do, rather than throwing money at something that won't be required for the guts of a century? That might be the wrong thing by then, because we, you know, don't exactly know.
No, what we do know is we have climate change, and what we do know is sea levels are rising, and what we do know is Cork floods every year.
Sure.
Different levels, some years much more than others. Like, some of the flooding in Cork has been catastrophic for businesses and communities. So we know all those things. Like, and listen, we can't make a decision until we see the expert report, and I'm not saying we should. But what I'm saying to the Minister is that, like, to say that it's not needed, no. We haven't got the report yet, so we can't say that. But what I do know for a fact is that, and Cork knows, we need protection, because...
But they are bringing... I'm not speaking on behalf of the government, but I'm just saying the facts are they are building. They've been building since 2024 flood relief, a different form of infrastructure. It's a 16K long piece of infrastructure. It's costing the taxpayers €200 million. And this is what we're being told, and I'm only going by what we've been told, that this is what experts are advising for now, that the actual tidal barrier won't be required for about 75 years.
Well, a few points. The problem Cork has is we flood a number of ways. One is we flood through the Lee, but we also then flood when we have high tides and high rainfall. And we also have issues with, you know, the torrential rain now that we're getting that we used to get before. The water runs down the hills of the north side, floods places like Blackpool into the city centre and causes flooding. So this flood protection work that's going on now is only dealing with that aspect of it. It's not looking at the tidal aspect and the risk that we have, because, like, Ciara, what we get in Cork every winter and spring.
I fully accept that, because I've seen, no more than anyone else, the footage of the Lee overcoming the side walls, the people with the sandbags and their homes and their businesses destroyed. Everyone, I think, is aware of the flooding situation in Cork, and it has been terrible for people, no question. But what we're being told is that they've modelled the worst case scenario, which I presume takes into account high tides, torrential rain and climate change, and we still don't need it for 75 years.
No, well, can I make one point here, Ciara, right? There was a Northern Ring Road talked about in Cork 30 years ago, right? And then it was shelved because of the financial crash. And no, it's, we're trying to put on the agenda again. It is estimated that won't be delivered for another 20 to 30 years. So this is a vital piece of infrastructure to connect, have a ring road around Cork, and we're looking at 50 years waiting on it. Like, the one thing we know from this Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael, they never deliver infrastructure projects on time when they're needed. We are going to have a road built in Cork now in 40 or 50 years' time that will actually be full the day it's open. Like, that's the type of way the government looks at infrastructure. And another example, Ciara, we were promised a new hospital on the north side of Cork City 20 years ago. It won't be delivered now. I was told when I went to the Doyle first that it would be open next year. It won't be delivered now until mid-2030.
Yeah.
Like, that's
no, I accept
years.
That we have an issue, and you're not wrong, with infrastructure, that we're too slow to deliver it, and by the time we do, it has become more expensive. But I suppose some of it is about managing current fiscal expenditure when we're talking about infrastructure. But in this instance, do you not accept the bona fides that the 200 million euro Lower Lee flood relief scheme that is being built at the moment and has been since the last year, that that is adequate to protect Cork?
Not from tidal flooding. It will protect Cork from the River Lee flooding and from the water coming down from the torrential downpours. That's a big issue, a huge issue, and causes a lot of flooding in Cork. But like, what we see over the winter and the spring is Cork City Council putting out weather warnings. High tides, high rainfall, Cork City is at risk, and it's ongoing. And just to give you one issue in relation to infrastructure, we had the Celtic interconnector that started in 2009. It won't be up and running until 2029. By the time it's up and running, we're going to need more interconnectors. So, like, all I'm saying now is, if the extra report comes out and says there's flood barriers needed, then the government needs to prepare, put in the capital plan, and get the experts in, because, like, you know the Cork City here, right? The size of the Lee where we're looking to put that barrier. This is going to be an enormous piece of work. And an awful lot of work needs to be done with communities, conservation,
sure, sure.
The environment.
Lots of people, by the way, Thomas, are texting. I'm a Cork business owner by the river, and this flood relief scheme is an idiotic waste of money. People don't want it. They've spent 15 million on design. If you thought the children's hospital was a white elephant, this would be the king. Our businesses are on a bog. Easy way to solve this is to raise the floors, says John in Cork. I don't think the children's hospital is going to be a white elephant. I think it's going to be much needed and much desired. But someone else says, I've seen Cork city centre flood on a perfectly dry day. The flooding has nearly always been caused by spring high tide flooding. A tidal barrier similar to what is used in UK cities is the only way to permanently solve
yes.
issues. But I'm quoting from the paper, Brock Lewin, who is the owner and director of the Badger and Dodo Cafe on the South Mall, which has been impacted up by flooding, says, it is what it is. Sometimes you have to look after yourself instead of depending on the state. It's part and parcel of the way the city was built. Everyone knows that Cork floods. I don't see the point in taking massive efforts to put in flood barriers that might be useless in 50 years' time. Is there an element of that too, that if we do something now that isn't used for 75 years or isn't necessary for 75 years, it may not be the thing that is required in 75 years' time?
No, and the reason for this is this will take decades to build. This could take 50 years by the time plans are put in place, all the work is done. So what we're looking to plan is for the future, because right now, this government can't be trusted with infrastructure. And
well,
Ciara,
well, you do say that, but I have to point out to you that north of the border, the SDLP has said Sinn Féin is missing an action on infrastructure delivery, and you've been criticised for failing to deliver projects on time, the A5 motorway, Casement Park. So it's all very well. We can see north of the border, Thomas. We actually can see
yeah.
it as well.
But Ciara, Casement Park was the British government left us down for funding big time. The government have come up with
Well, why would the SDLP then be criticising Sinn Féin for being rubbish on infrastructure?
Well, because they're an opposition party to us. And
yeah, but they're hardly pro the British government.
No, but the point is they're looking to score points against us. What we're looking for here, Ciara, you always talk about solutions. I listen to you, right? You talk about solutions and practical solutions and things that can be delivered. What we're saying here now is, and one of your commenters, one of the people commented earlier, this is needed. We know the science tells us. This isn't Thomas Gould saying it. This is the scientist saying Cork needs a flood protection barrier. The question is, are we going to prepare for it?
All right. Look, thank you for coming on and pitching that to us. We're glad to discuss it with you. That is Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central there, Thomas Gould. Let us know. Let us know what you think about it. Kieran in Dublin 9 says, no one can predict how the flooding situation will look in 74 years. It's impossible. We can look back over the last couple of decades and see that improvements are needed. They are needed now. Keep your texts coming in, particularly if you're in Cork and you have a view on this. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.